Scholars say the first four Gospels of the Bible were written from as early as 50 to 70 AD to as late as 120 AD. Most scholars believe that the first book written was Mark, followed by Matthew, Luke, and John. The Gospel of John is somewhat unique in comparison to the others, which is why the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called the Synoptic Gospels, for they all tell the story of Jesus basically the same. The Gospel of John also tells the life of Christ, but sometimes differs with the other Gospels in the telling, especially in timelines and in bringing up other incidents in Christ's life that the others do not. Such is the case in the healing of Bartimaeus, which the other Gospels do not mention. It is also interesting to note that John mentions fewer miracles than any of the other Gospels, but the ones he does mention seem to be important ones. We also see that the Gospel of John is much more philosophical in nature and takes great pains to put that philosophy across. For instance, in the story of the healing of Bartimaeus, we read in John 9, 1 through 3, about, again, the premise of reincarnation and karma. And Jesus, passing by, saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who hath sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." Here we have the disciples asking matter-of-factly if the man had sinned in a past life or his parents had sinned, incurred karma by having a son blind from birth, because the man had been born blind. Christ then replies that it is neither of these reasons, knowing that the man was born blind so that Jesus could heal him at an appointed time so that people would see the power of Jesus and God. This is what he meant when he said that the works of God should be made manifest in him, meaning the works of Jesus and God in the healing. The chapter goes on to put in more philosophical points when Bartimaeus is brought before the Pharisees to explain how he was healed and who had done the healing. One of the main premises of reincarnation is that sometimes advanced souls choose lives that hold some dismay, blind, handicapped, Down syndrome, etc., in order to help others around them perfect their souls. Without these wonderful souls, many would not be able to learn and progress their own souls by being in close contact with them as parents, siblings, friends, etc. The soul who incarnated as Bartimaeus came into life blind, so that he would be a shining example to all of Christ's healing ability and God's power.